All right. Well, joining me now is someone I've interviewed a few times, Eric Early.
Yeah.
Eric, you are an attorney in California, right?
Yes, sir.
And you are running for attorney general in California, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about that. What got you into that race?
Well, you know, as you know, I ran against Adam Schiff in the congressional race.
Shifty Schiff?
That piece of garbage. And, you know, we had an incredible campaign against him. Unfortunately, he's still in Congress. I run a great law firm, 30 lawyers in California, and attorney general is a top law enforcement officer and top legal officer in the state. And as I know your viewers know, we got huge problems out there. I've jumped into the mix.
All right, so tell me, what are some of the biggest issues faced? First of all, what about election fraud out there?
It's a huge problem. It's one of the things I absolutely want to investigate. Election integrity is a big issue for me.
You know, we don't even use that word anymore, election integrity. We like to use election theft, election fraud,
crimes. That's what we've been morphing to calling it also. Listen, again, I ran against Schiff, and many of us believe that I did not get all the votes I was supposed to get.
Surprise, surprise, right?
And I firmly believe that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And, you know, if I get this job for attorney general, I'm going to do the deepest dive into our election that anybody's seen in the country.
Really?
I think the computers are the scourge of the country, the election computers.
So you want to go to paper?
Oh, heck yeah. And then we have this universal mail-in balloting, which is another travesty, frankly, and I could be happy to talk about why.
Go ahead.
Listen, we have tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people on our voter rolls in California who no longer belong on the voter rolls. And with universal mail-in balloting, they're taking these sacrosanct ballots, votes, and just mailing them to everybody on the voter rolls. That's thousands and thousands and thousands of votes going out there to places and people we don't know.
So this is offshore ballot harvesting.
Well, ballot harvesting is yet another problem. Ballot harvesting is legal in California. It allows people to knock on doors and collect ballots from people.
Even sell them.
Well, we haven't heard that they can sell them, but, you know, you can just imagine the doorway to fraud that's been opened by this. And
yeah, we've actually interviewed some people that they were making money selling ballots.
That's beautiful. Listen, California's got huge problems. So I'm running. Crime is going through the roof out there. I'll tell you something. Newsom has let the prison cells just open up. Let people, felons out on the streets long before their times expire. They are pushing and they support no cash bail out there, such that, you know, somebody gets arrested for committing a heinous crime. They tell the judge they can't afford bail. Judge lets them right back on the street. They go and commit more crime, and many times they don't show up again. We have something out there called Proposition 47, which remarkably allows you to steal up to $9.50 at a shot. And nothing happens.
Wait a minute! At $9.50 a shot, how often can you do that? Every 24 hours or what?
You could do it every 2 hours if you want.
Just can't do it at one time.
Can't do it at one time. Exactly. Up to $9.50 at one time. Exactly.
Oh, my word.
And so you know, I say, and I've
been
saying,
so walk outside, put it in the car, and go back in and get another load.
Pick another store.
Oh my word.
And so I say, and I've been saying this for a long time, that we have a criminal's paradise in California. And I will do everything I can to reverse every single one of those policies. Plus, the people running our state have no respect whatsoever for our brave men and women of law enforcement. In fact, we got an attorney general now. He wasn't elected. He was appointed by Newsom to replace Becerra, who went off to Biden's administration. And this present attorney general has no respect whatsoever for law enforcement. He's spending most of his time trying to convict cops of crimes rather than supporting our men and women of law enforcement. So there's a lot I want to do in that respect, Brandon. And then critical race theory, I'm not new to the party on that. 4 years ago, these brave citizens in Santa Barbara County contacted me. They said, Eric, they're brainwashing our kids in the schools. They're indoctrinating them. They won't even give us the materials. What can we do? We formed a group. They call themselves Fair Education Santa Barbara. I was the lead lawyer. And this is now considered the first lawsuit in the country against what is now publicly known as critical race theory. Back then, they were calling it unconscious bias training. We sued the public school district. We sued the superintendent, who we ultimately got fired. We sued this group of social justice warriors. We got the material. We published them for the entire county. And frankly, we were shocked. Nobody had seen this kind of stuff before. You know, all white people are oppressors. All brown people are victims. All cops are bad. Socialism is good, capitalism is bad, and this sexually insane stuff that, frankly, no kid under high school should be able to see. And this stuff is being taught in our public schools throughout the state of California, starting in kindergarten, going through college, and we got to stop it. I believe it's one of the top three most dangerous things facing our nation. They're sucking the brains out of our kids, and there should be no question where this woke generation has come from. There should be no question where these Antifas have come from. You can practically compare word for word with the indoctrination materials, with the things that these people say and believe. And we got to stop it, because that really is at the heart, frankly, in my humble opinion and soul, of saving this nation. And it starts with an attorney general who understands this, and I will do everything I can. I will align myself with the attorney generals in the red states to get this stuff out of our schools in California.
Wow. What's your website? Is it on the
www.ericearlyforca.com.
Logan's already got it on there. Look at that. Logan, he's on the ball.
I'm telling you, he's much smarter than his father.
I know.
And,
I know.
Your other son over there.
I know. Idea he knows how to run.
I don't know where these guys came from. You obviously have
too.
A smart wife. And
have you seen her?
You know, I have
as well.
And go. I need your support, folks. I need your donations. I mean, you'd be shocked. $10 donation, $20 donation, $25. That adds up. And you can volunteer for the campaign. You know, I was a lead lawyer for the recall movement of Gavin Newsom. And the team that led that recall to get that certified on the ballot in California.
You were the lead team campaign. On that.
I was a lead lawyer. And Netter, who just went off because he couldn't. Netter's got to eat all the time, okay? And
who is Netter?
Mike Netter.
Who is he?
Mike Netter and Orrin Hetly started that recall movement.
Okay.
They have started that movement.
Are you saying he was just here?
Yeah, he was here, but then he heard they started serving the hors d'oeuvres at the dinner.
So he had to run.
He ran out.
He heard the dinner bell.
I'm telling you. Netter would eat. I joke with him.
He must have a tapeworm.
I don't know, but if you could eat burritos intravenously, he would. Does he know
you talk about this way on him?
Oh, I say this to his face every day. Wait till I tell my this, because I'm going to go join him at the dinner.
Yeah, it's on national TV now.
EricEarlyForCA.com. We got a great statewide volunteer effort. Sign up. Help us. We can win this race. This race can be won. We're in a battle of good versus evil in this nation. I know you know that, Brandon.
Yep.
They proudly call themselves progressives. They proudly call themselves, you know, Democrats, socialists. It's all code word for communists, and that's what's running our state of California right now. We can and we will win this battle.
Good for you, Eric.
Thanks,
I'm
bro.
I'm glad you stopped by. It's nice meeting you in person.
Yeah, nice meeting you too, man.
All right.
You.